Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 10th of October, recording at 5:23 p.m. British Summer Time. Early for me. Well, let's see. First, the highlights. Stock markets attempting to recover following the recent short so far, but fairly sharp shakeout. What else to mention? Precious metals, generally in form, but off the highs. U.S. dollar, steadier than its opening. So, second day after Friday. Remember, on Friday it also recovered part of the big downward move on Thursday. Still range bound, but that U.S. dollar index approaching the 90 resistance level once again. And crude oil and natural gas still a bit soft in here. Okay, let's take these global stock markets. Now, we had a downdraft, as you know, last week and starting in the week before for a number of these indices as they worried about the effects of oil prices over $60 a barrel, and interest rate concerns and growth concerns. The interest rate concerns and growth concerns were related not only to the oil price, but to a concern over higher interest rates. So, in other words, a serious wobble among investors, or put it this way, certainly a wobble. Now, we did see those U.S. indices take out we saw some of the U.S. indices, specifically the Dow and the S&P index, take out the August lows, which was a warning shot across the bow, certainly for the global rally, which, as I've said before in previous weeks, was relatively long in the tooth, quite long in the tooth, as a matter of fact. And this, now, they have not signaled a downside failure. They'd have to push back up above those August lows, which are slightly above current levels, but they'd probably need to do it with an upward dynamic to look really convincing, at least in the short term, to signal an all clear once again. So this is still a nervous time in here for investors, but aside from closing down leverage positions, such as in my Nikkei long position, which is a big speculative Nikkei futures long position, a big speculative position, I haven't done anything else here in terms of nailing down profits. I decided to ride out this shakeout. The shakeout has been sharper in those Investec Global Energy funds than we have seen for a good many months. Now, that's hardly surprising given the overall gains that we've actually seen, but it really started the profit taking really started to hit that sector once crude oil broke under that initial support level at $63. Now, my view on this is that I've recently, or so far, been talking about oil trading in a mainly in a sort of $60 to $70 range, and I've often emphasized that new highs would be difficult to maintain initially because there's a contango, so no nearby shortage, despite all the talks of scarcity, and no nearby shortage. And we're talking about the refined products here because of those contangos. Now, the recent little technical deterioration does open the door to the possibility that crude oil could come back to say $50. That's not a forecast. That's the most that I would see. But it's not impossible. And more importantly, the oil market would require another upward dynamic to signal that this particular corrective phase was over and that we were going to go back up and test the high. Now, that could happen tomorrow or whenever, but until it happens, I will take the view that oil is still on the defensive, and ditto natural gas, which I'm thrilled to see come back. The November contract is currently down 366 ticks. That's at $12.86. That's still high historically, so I'd dearly love to see this come back further, and then it would be irresistible from the long side. Once again, I'm not going to go in and short this because it's a secular bull market, and I don't like to play for contra trend moves. Now, there's another factor at work here, which I think is really quite important that I have mentioned previously, and that is that in terms of hedge fund and other big type speculative activity, they had run long and hard in these petroleum contracts, as you would suspect. And we are seeing a bit of a shift, well, more than a bit of a shift. We're seeing a decided shift. We've been seeing that for the last month or so, away from the petroleum, first in terms of oil and the other contracts, only much more recently as far as natural gas is concerned, but a shift away from those as positions, well, as traders take profits, as Owen and I did with our natural gas, and switch over to the precious metals. And to a lesser extent, we're seeing a flurry of activity in the industrial metals. For instance, zinc and aluminium are very, very strong now, or very firm, I should say, now, and apparently well underpinned on the charts. And if I weren't spoiled for choice, and if I didn't prefer the in-form precious metals right now, I would certainly belong some of those industrial metals. And there's been a lot of talk recently about how the demand was going to go down. Well, we've heard that for the last couple of years, haven't we? That the demand for industrial resources had peaked, that they were going to fall sharply, that China was going to experience a hard landing. You've been hearing that if you're interested in the subject. You've been seeing articles to that effect over the last couple of years. Well, call me unconvinced, which is my position all along on that. I can see very lengthy, as in a year or more, up to three, in terms of consolidations, although three would be exceptional, in terms of some of the resources when they have run ahead too far. Nickel was a classic example. It must be at least 2 years into a correction. Gold, you saw, and silver, following that move up to $8 a couple of years ago, and very lengthy consolidation process before it's beginning to push back towards that level. Once again, has a way to go. But silver currently 782 and a half at the moment on the December contract, but. Within secular bear markets, the point I'm trying to make is if they run ahead too quickly, we can get very lengthy pauses and consolidations before those secular long-term uptrends are resumed. Now, I think that again, I maintain that the in-form sectors right now are precious metals, and to a lesser extent, the industrial metals, and that one of the sources of fuel for the current move is a shift away from petroleum contracts, and perhaps a shift away from some of the bond long positions and some of the more aggressive stock market positions that the traders have had previously. Or am I just talking my own book? But I doubt it's the latter. Okay, what else to mention here that is really of interest? Well, let's take these precious metals now, and the link to the dollar. While we have seen gold sort of uncouple against the US dollar, and that really happened when it started to break out a few months ago against all the other reserve currencies, break to new multi-year highs against all the other reserve currencies, and indeed gold has been appreciating in recent weeks against all currencies, full stop. And if you look over a number of years, you can also see that gold has pretty well appreciated against the lot. The exceptions are few and far between, in other words, and there are no exceptions over the last over the last few months. Now, that does represent a second perception stage, psychological perception stage, in terms of gold's overall bull market. And I'm delighted to see that there are plenty of naysayers and skeptics about, and I'm going to post some more articles to that effect tomorrow, and perhaps Wednesday, because this is a very interesting subject, and I know that many subscribers are long some of these precious metals, which I continue to play through shares, but mainly futures, shares funds, but just to say mainly futures for the real leverage. Now, I was mentioning though this link with the U.S. dollar. While it has been certainly loosened, in other words, gold used to slavishly follow moves in the dollar. Dollar up, gold down, it used to be, and dollar down, gold up. And more recently, I say we've seen a firm dollar, and we've also seen firm precious metals, as people are increasingly recognizing in the second stage of the secular bull market that they are precious metals represent a hard asset and a store of wealth, and that they are in a secular phase of appreciation against fiat money, paper currencies. So that's the big theme story in here. But in terms of today's action, on a very short-term basis, soft dollar at the opening, precious metals were quite a bit higher, $5 or so higher. Looking at bullion, got up to nearly to 479, and now 474.35, down 50 cents on the day. And silver had surged up to 789, and then sort of fell back to say it's currently 781. I think at one stage it dipped all the way down to 774 and a half. The strongest of the precious metals in here today is one of the laggards, palladium, currently up 595 at 210 and a half. What else to mention of significance in here? Bonds, a quiet day in here overall. People continue to recommend these long-dated government bonds. I think they are a long-term accident looking for a starting date. In other words, in a very lengthy topping out process for government to bond prices, bottoming out process for long-dated government bond yields. And you know, if people can issue and wish to issue 50-year government bonds, and we've seen a bit of that lately, haven't we? We've seen that with, I believe, Italy had done that. I'm not quite sure on that. I might have to correct that. But certainly the UK did that. France has been talking about that. Poland, I know Poland did that recently. And if they can get a little over, if they only have to pay a little over 4% on 50-year loans, well, they'd be kind of crazy not to do it. And if they can, if those rates are so attractive for the borrower, do we really want to be lending the money? Not this person. So that's pretty much it. Quick wrap: stock market starting to trying to recover, showing some signs of recovery following the recent downdraft. Bonds, be careful. And the dollar up near some prior resistance levels on its index, no, needs to take out really last week's low, last Thursday's low, to really hammer sentiment in here, and that may take a while. Precious metals, well, strongish dollar and they'll range trade for the most part. Softer dollar, and they'll romp again on the upside. And even With a firmish dollar, as long as that dollar isn't appreciating, I think they'll move to the upside. So many industrial metals, still no evidence yet that oil has established an important low within this current pullback and consolidation. Have a great evening, folks.